If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Ah. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie's back.
Chris McMahon.
Sports Radio.
Two on the fan. McMonagle here with you on this Friday morning. We made it. Opening day for the New York Mets. We've made it, Met fans. 888-808-1019. We got Fleegs on the other side. He's anxiously waiting for about 13 hours from now. But we got to talk a little Yankees first. I'm so sorry. In this town of big brother, little brother, we got to lead with one of the brothers. And we're going to lead with the New York Yankees against the Arizona Diamondbacks last night as the offense, reawoken from its slumber, puts up 9 runs and takes care of the Diamondbacks 9-7 last night in the Bronx. And obviously the game starts. And look, there's a couple of different talking points from this game, right? And I know I spent a lot of the end of the show yesterday talking about Aaron Judge and that stupid list. And I actually saw Buster Olney put out a bunch of reactions from the rest of Major League Baseball. And a handful of players. Tommy Pham, off the top of my head, you know, played for the Mets. Tommy Pham, one of the people who was just beside himself. That they could put anybody besides Aaron Judge as the best player in baseball. Because there is no doubt. As he has an unbelievable game, a triple short of the cycle. He's hit his 5th home run of the season already. He hits a 3-run home run in the beginning part, in the first inning, and it's 3-0 before the game even starts for the New York Yankees. This guy, and people, oh, clutch this, that. I'm arguing with a guy who's a very good baseball guy, hits me up on Twitter a bunch. Oh, this guy's better pure, blah, blah, blah. Like, we had this ridiculous conversation around Aaron Judge. And I know the, and I said this yesterday, and right, we had the postseason conversation that anybody wants to say, until October. And that's something he's going to have to eventually put away and end that argument. But the fact of the matter is for 162 games, every damn season, we are watching. We have the pleasure of watching. And I know Boone spent a lot of time on it in the postgame. Like, you have to pinch yourself. You have to remind yourself. He said that there's even some times where, you know, he hits the double late in the game. And he's like, that pitch was kind of right down the middle. I'm surprised he didn't hit it out. Like, we're at that point where we take for granted. And I know he hasn't won a championship. And I know he hasn't performed. And I fight this battle because he has performed in the postseason at times. But not enough. And certainly the last two postseasons, he's been atrocious. And there's no getting around that. But the fact of the matter is, baseball's about the 162. And what we are watching is one of the greatest hitters who ever lived. Like, that's where we are. That's how good this guy is. That's how he's doing at a time where it's harder to hit than ever in baseball history. And what he's doing right now and what he's done for the last 3 years and the hitter and the dynamo he has turned himself into is otherworldly. And the guy gets the game started with a 3-run home run. He's an absolute beast throughout the game. This Yankee lineup obviously has now hit 22 home runs in its first 6 games, the most ever through the first 6 games in Major League Baseball history. Right? You've got now 4 from Jazz. You've got 4 from Volpe. Jazz hits one in this game as well. He's doing a great job being the cleanup hitter and being protection for Aaron Judge, although I've talked about this before too. There is no good enough protection. Like, we could continue to say that ultimately in big spots, despite the fact that in this game, with a runner at second, 2 outs, and first base open, they continue to pitch to Aaron Judge. I know we get into these conversations about Aaron Boone. Nobody pays attention to the other manager, and we'll have a conversation about Aaron Boone and how he handled the relievers in this game. But Arizona continues to leave Kelly out there to get pounded. They're pitching to Judge with first base open. Like, we never talk about how the other manager handles the game. We only talk about how Aaron Boone or Carlos Mendoza handled the game. I don't know, if I was watching that game, I thought Aaron Boone was the better of the managers as they're pitching to Judge with first base open and leaving the starter in to get his teeth kicked in. And that's exactly what happened, because this offense, and you look at it a bunch of different ways. Again, before the game, the punt lineup. Aaron Boone putting that punt lineup out there 6 games in. It's embarrassing. No Wells, no Goldschmidt. Never mind the fact that Wells is a catcher and they don't play 162. And he's played the first 5 games and they got a quick turnaround. And they have a 4 o'clock game tomorrow or later today now in Pittsburgh. And he's either going to play this game or that game. They chose to give him that game and give the young catcher Ascara an ability to get his first major league hit and play in this game in the Bronx. And obviously this offense, just top to bottom, what Judge is capable of, what Jazz is now capable of. Dominguez with a couple of hits. You see the speed. You see the ability to round the bases first to third. A couple of stolen bases. Judge gets into the game stealing a base. Dominguez gets in. Jazz steals a base. Grisham, the fourth outfielder, he gets a double and a home run and 3 RBIs. Like, up and down this lineup, the New York Yankee lineup, will it be as potent as it was with Juan Soto? I don't know. Will it lead the American League in runs scored? As of right now, it feels that way, but we don't know. But what I can tell you is, top to bottom, this lineup feels deeper. It just does. And I know the last 2 nights were cold and they were kind of shut down. They did score 5 runs in the first game of the series that the bullpen blew. They did score 5 runs. It's not like they were completely shut down. Last night or 2 nights ago now, against Zach Gallen, completely shut down, had miserable at-bats, 16 strikeouts, the whole bit. No doubt about it. And there are going to be nights like that, especially when you're relying on youth. But the youth, the athleticism, the power this lineup is showing, I know it's 6 games in, but it's undeniable. And along with the punt lineup, one of the other things that jumps out at you is Rice as your leadoff hitter. And I know there are so many people out there who want to say, oh, you need speed at the top. They don't have a leadoff hitter. They don't have this. They don't have that. They're doing it with Gold, a 37-year-old first baseman, or their catcher, or now the DH, you know, and first baseman in this game. A young kid who really doesn't have a defensive position, a young kid who doesn't move all that well, but a young kid who has clearly bulked up. You watch him on TV. I watched him tonight. I was live from the press box. You watch. He feels like a completely different player. There are times, we've seen this, from young kids, from one season to the next, players one season to the next, people are going to get mad, and I shouldn't even bring this up, but we used to see it a lot more in the 90s. But there are times where you could just tell the maturation process, the different player Ben Rice is now, today, that he was at times last year. Even when he had good games, he did have a three-homer game, but like, the difference of just the feeling you have with him in the box right now is completely different than what he did last year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And he brings another element. And again, Aaron Boone with these, you know, we'll get into some of the decisions he makes in the bullpen and the, you know, crazy overreaction, but you can't deny what he's done with this lineup. Like, I know it's just the oh, well, because hitters are supposed to hit. Anybody who doesn't like Boone would have never put Ben Rice leadoff. They never would have put Goldschmidt leadoff. They wouldn't hit catchers leadoff. And yet every single guy they put in this spot has thrived. Rice in front of Bellinger and Judge. Double, two walks. And a stolen base. Like, they have just been getting it up and down the lineup. Whoever they put leadoff has been successful. They're getting fastballs because Bellinger and Judge are behind them. Judge is right now an absolute dynamo, and it's scary to think what kind of season he can have with already six games in, having five home runs, all the RBIs, hitting over 400. Like, Judge right now is scary. And I understand that we're going to have this conversation about how good is he if he can't hit in the biggest moments and how he can be pitched to against the top levels of pitching. We saw him strike out last night against Gallen and all that stuff. But over the course of a season, this guy carries the team. And right now, everybody else is doing their part, so it doesn't necessarily feel that way. But you ask all those hitters, you ask Jazz in the postgame, what's the offense? What's his response? What do you have to say about it, this offensive explosion? Judge. It's Judge first, last, in the middle. Judge is the heartbeat of this team, and Judge is an absolute dynamo right now, and he's having an incredible year. And then you get to the pitching with Carrasco. And I talked about this, too, because you just get to the pitching in general. And I know people are upset Yarbrough is in this game with a six-run lead, but the Yankees obviously come out to a big lead. Carrasco in the first inning was good. Then I was a little annoyed with the walks after big innings. Like, they score the four runs in the first, and he comes out and walks the leadoff man in the second. They score three runs in the fourth. They score two in the third. He walks the leadoff guy in the fourth. But you look at this team right now, right? Obviously, they're missing Cole, and we'll miss him all year. You're still waiting for Luis Gil. Who knows when that's going to be? I'll sign for July right now. Maybe June. In the bullpen, you had, obviously, no Devin Williams, who's going to be back tomorrow from paternity leave. You've also got Hamilton not there, who should be hopefully within a week or so. But no Hamilton. You're still waiting on Loaisiga. You're still waiting on Cousins. You're still waiting on Efros. Like, there's a lot of arms in this bullpen that aren't there right now, and they were without their closer for these last three games. And they're forced to throw Carrasco. And I talked about this when we lost Luis Gil, and everyone was all nervous about the state of this rotation. And I said, look, it's like 12 to 15 starts of Luis Gil that you're going to miss. right? Let's say it's about half a season. That's about half a season for Luis Gil. These starts where you're getting it from, namely right now, Cookie Carrasco, who's that next guy, or Will Warren. And you look at this series, yes, we all know it, Rodon, miserable start. I was a little bit higher on it than some. I know Marash was calling me out today. I thought Rodon locking in and being good for the last three innings was important to keep the bullpen fresh for a game where Carrasco starts. But you look at Will Warren, who got deeper into the game, and you could argue outpitched Corbin Burnes. And then you look at Carrasco in this game, who gives you 5 1/3 of three-run baseball. And you say to yourself, what are you actually missing in this rotation? Because, like, if he can continue to give you good starts, it's like stealing games. Like, Merrill Kelly is not one of the great pitchers in baseball, but he's better than Cookie Carrasco. And on days where you're going to win some games just by the offense scoring runs, and you're going to, it speaks to the importance of a rotation over the course of the long haul of the season. In the postseason, there's no doubt. You want Luis Gil in there with his dynamic stuff as opposed to Cookie Carrasco, who you hope can fool him. But over the course of 162, over the course of the first half of the season, every start like this you get from Cookie, every start like this you get from Will Warren, every start you get from your fifth guy or your pop-up starter or your, you know, emergency starter, where they give you enough like this, 5 1/3, get a victory for his first start as a New York Yankee. Like, these are big starts. Those are big wins. And the difference between 3-3 and 4-2 after the first six of a homestand, you could say, hey, lost the series, but ultimately had a winning homestand, took four of six, sweep the Brewers, managed to not get swept and score a bunch of runs. And if it wasn't for a blown bullpen game in game one, they're good enough to take two of these games against this Arizona team that is very good. Like, there's no doubt. This team is really talented. You look at how good this lineup is. And then the top of the rotation with Burnes and Gallen. I mean, that's as good a 1-2 punch as there is in baseball, arguably. But to have Cookie Carrasco give you those type of starts, again, you just click them off. That's what you're waiting for. Because the pitching with this team is going to get healthier. Right now, it's not. And over the course of these three games, they didn't have their closer either. And that's why you get, you know, Yarbrough pitching with a 6-run lead. People are actually mad at Aaron Boone for pitching Yarbrough with a 6-run lead and not taking him out before he gave up any runs. Like, you all knew Perdomo was going to hit a grand slam. We'll get to it, but it bothers the hell out of me that we go nuts about Aaron Boone and every single decision he makes. You bring in a guy with a 6-run lead, he walks the 8-9 hitter, and it's the manager's fault with a 6-run lead. Every manager in baseball brings in their worst reliever with a 6-run lead. Every one of them. And even after he gives up the grand slam, you still got a 2-run lead. That's why you bring in Yarbrough. You're hoping to get through without needing your guys. You've still got 6 games in a row to play. But every game that you tick off where you have a win from Warren, you have a win from Carrasco, you get through with a bullpen that is still missing 3 or 4 guys, this pitching staff is going to get healthier. And if the offense, which is not going to be like this all year, we understand that. Volpe's not going to, you know, Volpe last night got his first non-home run base hit. Like, Volpe's not going to hit 35, 40 home runs. Jazz has a chance to do that, I suppose. But this offensive explosion early on in the year is not going to last all year. And we've seen this team prior years build up early leads and be able to coast on it. And what I would say is now this year, I'm hoping the bullpen gets a lot. Jonathan Loaisiga is still looking to make his appearance this year. And we know what he can be at the back end of a bullpen. We've seen it. You're still waiting for Hamilton. You're still waiting for Loaisiga. You're still waiting for Cousins. And right now, you look, and people are mad about Leiter. Leiter's the third best arm in this bullpen right now. And they've gotten away with it. And they're 4-2 in their first six. And right now, it just feels like this offense has a chance. And again, I don't care about records. It's 22 home runs in the first six games. I get it. It's been amazing. And watching it, it just feels deeper. It feels more athletic. I feel like I've already seen guys go first to third more than we've seen in previous years. We've got some stolen bases last night. The speed Dominguez brings, what they've gotten out of the leadoff hitter here, what they've gotten out of the cleanup hitter behind Aaron Judge. Like, right now, this lineup, top to bottom, feels a hell of a lot deeper than it's felt in a long time. And if playing Grisham more is going to get him more productive, with Dominguez kind of finding himself as a rookie here, you can be able to mix in Grisham, and he's been really good. Double and a home run in this game. You know how good defensively he is? Like, I know people scream, oh, there's no bench. There's no bench. Pablo Reyes. Right now, they have a good story and a guy who laced a double down the line as your backup catcher. Grisham's your fourth outfielder who looks pretty damn good, and Met fans can remind you how good he was in the postseason in 2022. And overall, the team feels a little bit more complete than what people want to give it credit for. Yes, they need a right-handed bat. Yes, they need another, you know, they could use another starting pitcher. As long as Carrasco's pitching like this, that feels like a less of a need. And the bullpen has arms that are coming back. So right now, it's only six games, but the New York Yankees feel a little bit more complete. The New York Yankees, it's easy to forget this now because they were in the World Series, but you go back to this team last year. And you look at who was hitting cleanup for them most of the year. You look at the bottom of the order. Even while they were scoring runs because they had Juan Soto and Aaron Judge in the middle of that lineup back-to-back, like, you know, Ruth and Gehrig and Mantle and Maris. But you look at this lineup right now, a full year of Jazz playing the way he's playing. Ben Rice, and we'll get into Stanton because he had some pregame comments that we want to get into. But honestly, Ben Rice is going to make a difficult question when Stanton comes back because the way he's swinging it right now and what he provides helps this team a lot, especially a left-handed hitter against right-handed pitching, a guy who doesn't, you know, we all know that Stanton, as great as he is in the postseason, goes through these long lapses of not having his swing. Like, there's a lot here. We heard today that we're a month away. This is how good it is. This is a nice little test of how good it feels as an offensive lineup for the New York Yankees. In prior years, out of necessity, we have seen DJ LeMahieu. They have tried to force DJ LeMahieu into the lineup. They've done everything they can to play DJ LeMahieu because they have no option, and they were hoping DJ LeMahieu could find it and be a productive player for them because they didn't have other options. Now, DJ LeMahieu is probably healthy, and what are they saying? I think he's going to need a full month. Let's make sure he's got a full spring buildup. You know why? Because they have no use for him. None. In previous years, it was like, try and get DJ back. Hopefully his foot feels good. Oh, what a disappointing injury in spring training. We need him. We desperately need him. As soon as he comes back, he's playing. Now it's like, take your time. This Yankee lineup feels a little bit different, and it's not just pie in the sky. And yeah, I know they've scored a ton of runs. And I wouldn't say it's feast or famine because it's been mostly feast. Even the game you want to call famine, the first game of the series, they score five runs against Corbin Burnes. This offense has had one bad game in the first six and have hit more home runs in six games than any team in history. Cookie Carrasco makes a good start. Will Warren makes a good start. We got Weaver looking good last night. There's a lot going right in Yankee land six games into the year. 888-808-1019. We'll get to the manager and the bullpen decisions and how it just never ends. If anybody gives up a hit or gives up a run, Aaron Boone's an idiot. He doesn't get any credit for how he constructed a lineup that all of you called punt before the game. It's just, I don't know why it annoys the hell out of me. And I don't even think Aaron Boone is the greatest manager in the world, but we blame him for everything. And it becomes obnoxious and tiresome. You bring in a guy with a 6-run lead and he can't get an out, and it's the manager's fault. It never ends. We'll get to that. We'll get to the Giants and the misinformation that the New York Giants are handing out. And we know exactly what the New York Giants are going to do in the draft. We know. Don't let them fool you with their tweets and all the conversations coming out from the talking heads in the NFL. I know exactly what the New York Giants are going to do. 888-808-1019. And then, of course, opening day. New York Yankees, McGill on the mound against Gosman and the Toronto Blue Jays. We'll have a lot of fun with that as well. As baseball is back, we are in full swing. The Yankees are 4-2. The Mets are 3-3, getting ready to open up their season live in front of all of you great fans. You big brother, little brother fans. And we have to get to that as well because there was a chant at the stadium last night that people aren't too happy about. Who's the big brother? Who's the little brother when it comes to the fan base? We'll answer it live here on my show tonight. We'll put an end to the debate.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.